Blog Talk Radio.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at RonSiegelRadio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family or business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio. We have a very focused show. We only chat about items that affect the roof over your head, your bank account, and anything I feel would benefit you. But before we get into our intriguing content today, let me remind you, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you, and you can reach out to me directly, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing planner, plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference. 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. And yes, of course, we celebrate every day on Ron Siegel Radio. There is some interesting celebrations for today. We might need to get a little help from the world famous Miss Christie on this one. We'll see what we can do here. Celebrations of the day. National Be a Millionaire Day. I think we like that one. We'll take that. National Rescue Dog Day. Okay, we can go with that one too. National Pick Strawberries Day. I'm with you, Christy. I'm so on that one. I think I'd rather go with eat the strawberries, a little whipped cream. Not about pick the strawberries. I don't mind someone else doing that. And National Quiche Lorraine Day. I don't know about that one either. So we might have to just go with eating strawberries for the day today. That might be our best bet of all of them. National Eat Strawberries Day. Okay, we got that covered. Let's check the markets for you. Dow Jones Industrial Average, they were down significantly early in the day. They were down to about 25,600, a little below that. Now they're back at 25,706, down 58 points for the day. Oil, it is up 63.07 per barrel. That's a fascinating story because oil, usually when we see all the chaos out there in the Straits of Hormuz, we would see that oil would have some more of an impact than it's having right now. But oil up just a little bit as we speak. Does that tell you that the U.S. is energy independent? We're not worried about it right now. The only thing that we're dependent on is some of the liberals in Sacramento who like to raise taxes on our gasoline. Speaking of gasoline, $2.85 per gallon is the national average of a gallon of gasoline. Are you driving a gas guzzler? Yeah, a lot of us in Southern California have some gas guzzlers. We are paying $4.04 per gallon on average.
Ow!
Yeah, that's painful. $4.04 a gallon in the state of confusion, Taxifornia, we are. $2.45.7 in Louisiana, and $3.64 is the cost of gasoline if you are in Hawaii right now. They are far better than the state of confusion. About a 10% savings. If you go to Hawaii to get your gasoline, hard to drive it back here, though. That's part of the challenge on that one. So gasoline, we're watching that one for you as well. We're looking at the bond market. Now, yes, I do like to play the stock market. I invest in it pretty significantly. Got some interesting strategies. If you ever want to chat about strategies for stocks, give me a call. I don't give financial advice any longer. But the U.S. 10-year Treasury at 2.40, that's up just a little bit right now. Watching that one very, very closely. So we'll continue. We'll talk about that more in the Mortgage Minute in just a little bit of time. But what else is going on in the market? Let's check the daily rundown. I get a rundown every morning of stories of interest in the market, stories that I think that might be intriguing. I did watch the... How about it's college graduation time? I love college graduation time. As long as it's not me paying somebody's tuition and I am not the student at in the college. But how about the graduation commencement speech where the gentleman decides that he's going to make a pay off all student loans? How about all of the created a grant? How's that one? Creates a grant to pay off the student loans and announces it during the commencement speech. Did you see that in the news this weekend? That was a pretty fascinating. It was at Morehouse College. Morehouse College tells the graduates that he's going to pay off their student loans. Gotta love that one. Billionaire made money in the venture capital world and doing some good things. Now, if the government, as Kamala Harris says, stole all of his money, we would not be able to do that kind of thing. Robert F. Smith was the speaker, 400 graduating seniors of the all-male historically black college in Atlanta. Smith, who is black, the founder and CEO of Vista Equity Partners, private equity firm that invests in software data technology-driven companies. On behalf of the eight generations, I quote, of my family that have been in this country, we're going to put a little fuel in your bus, unquote. This is my class 2019, and my family is making a grant to eliminate their student loans. I gotta give a little bit of applause for that one. Very, very generous. Gotta love that. Gotta love it. That's love getting some of those good news stories. We don't hear too much about the good news stories. People doing good things in our country. Let's see what else is in the daily briefing. Mad Max, Maxine Waters, is in the news today, claiming some aspects of Donald Trump's immigration proposal are, quote unquote, very racist. Too bad Mad Max doesn't ever look out for American citizens. It's a shame that she does not do that, but that's just her way. When asked what specifically is racist about the plan, Mad Max pointed out to the part that is giving highly skilled workers and proficient English speakers priority over other immigrants. The plan, as of now, allows for well-educated migrants to be admitted in exchange for fewer low-skilled migrants. Is that something bad? Apparently for Mad Max, she wants to keep people dumb and poor. That's her idea of America. But hey, people keep voting her in. Mad Max at it again. U.S. Customs and Border Protection, CBP, will no longer send migrant families to Florida after the proposal from the Trump administration resulted in backlash from local and state officials. A CBP official said that the administration is no longer looking at transporting family units to Florida, but they're looking at other areas of the country to house migrants in. Interesting. I wonder why they don't want to go to Florida. U.S. Border Patrol flying hundreds of migrant families from South Texas to San Diego for processing. Yeah, the state of confusion needs some more people. Why don't they send them to Florida, or to Texas, I mean? Easy for me. Send them to San Francisco for processing. Put them in Nancy Waters' backyard. That would probably be the best place for them. Amazing. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin once again ignored a subpoena from House Democrats for President Trump's tax returns, which is likely now going to start a court battle for the documents. After Mnuchin rejected the subpoena, House Ways and Means Committee Chairman Richard Neal said he is consulting with counsel on how best to enforce the subpoenas moving forward. Neal said in a statement on Friday that the subpoena should not have been needed in the first place because Treasury should have complied with his requests earlier. Yeah, why? So they can leak them? House Democrats backing away from plans to hold a blockbuster hearing with Robert Mueller after talks stalled out with the special counsel and his representatives. Judiciary Chairman Jerry Nadler said there is no Mueller hearing planned for next week, but that can change at any time if he decides he is ready to testify. The hearing has been stalled because of the fight between Democrats and the Trump administration over access to documents and testimony tied to the Russian investigation, which obviously we all know now was nothing more than a Democrat hoax. Moving right along, let's see what else we've got in the daily briefing here this morning. President Trump speaking again about Iran not getting nuclear weapons, but reluctant to go to war. I will not let Iran have nuclear weapons, he told Steve Hilton on The Next Revolution. I don't want to fight, but you do have sometimes situations like Iran. You can't let them have nuclear weapons. You just cannot let it happen, according to the president. Iran getting very mouthy, deciding that they're going to try and saber rattle. We know what that means in some of these areas. That means they want to talk, you know, that they're not going to do anything. But the president said, you know something, just try it. Our stick is bigger than your stick. Be careful of what you ask for. Mayor Buttigieg defends his appearance on Fox News Towns Hall. Insurgent Democrat presidential candidate acknowledged at the Fox News Town Hall in Claremont, New Hampshire, Sunday evening that he needs to do more to appeal to quote-unquote black and brown voters, even as he paired a series of policy questions and on several occasions went directly after President Trump. Fascinating story right there. Funny thing is Buttigieg is the mayor of a city with 100,000 people. His latest competitor, that would be mayor of New York City, de Blasio. He's got 100,000 homeless people in his city. Fascinating to watch how both of them go at it. They've got the best answers of the world. Now, did you watch the final episode? I hear they're calling it Game of Groans. Yeah, a lot of fans are not excited with Game of Thrones, the final season, asking for a redo. They don't like it. They're upset with it. They say it's the worst episode of the entire series. Some of the grouping End of Thrones with The Sopranos and Lost as amongst the worst TV finales of all time. Looks like a petition demanding that HBO remake the final series with competent writers, quote unquote, will likely get many, many more signatures. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, starting the search for your dream home, we've got some tips for you. What is really happening with home prices? We'll talk about it. 8 most common credit mistakes. We've got those for you. And how mortgage insurance premiums work. We're going to chat about all that and more. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter @ronsiegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Did you know that banks and credit bureaus are rewarded financially if you have bad credit? And the worse your credit score is, the more money they can make off of you? How does that make you feel, knowing that banks are getting rich off of your hard-earned money? How does it make you feel, knowing that if a bank or a credit bureau makes a mistake on your credit report, they benefit from it and it hurts you? The Fair Credit Report Act of 1971 requires banks and credit bureaus to report only accurate information, and nearly 100% of all credit reports are inaccurate. If you're sick and tired of being broke and tired of being robbed by the banks, you owe it to yourself and to your family to call Rondi. Rondi is a FICO-certified credit professional and has helped thousands of people just like you get out of debt and establish great credit. Rondi's number is 855-608-1990. Again, that's 855-608-1990. Or visit creditsanitizer.com. Again, that website is creditsanitizer.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations. NMLS 21037 and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by our friends at Gold Star Mortgage. When you're ready for that next mortgage, Gold Star has the programs and the products for you. They're the only one I know of with the fast pass loan approval. Looking at the markets for you today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average down 32 points right now as we speak. The NASDAQ down 74.03. S&P 500 down 13.09. Boy, it sounds like we got a broken record here. Everything going down. The Fannie Mae bond, mortgage-backed securities, that one's down 5 basis points, which means interest rates are up. 10-year Treasury tells us that for sure, yielding 2.414 right now. We've been watching that. It's been going back and forth. I told you it was going to go down to about 237, and it did, 236, and it did. We're going to be watching the markets this week. Not a whole lot of news this week, although we are going to get some news about from the Federal Reserve. They released their minutes on Wednesday. That always brings us some good activity in the markets. Again, the quiet news day, relatively quiet news week, but we will get some housing data. Again, like I said, the Fed minutes come out from their May 1 Fed meeting. On the housing front, existing home sales, new home sales will be released on Tuesday and Thursday, respectively. There'll be important reports to follow. We'll watch them. You can only get the right news here. A lot of the media does not understand those, so they don't report on them properly. Existing home sales measures closings in that month on existing homes. Those are the ones that are resale. New home sales measures signed contracts in that previous month on new homes. Those are from the builders. Previous release of these reports was for March. Existing home sales was lower, but new home sales was higher. Existing home sales for March measured individuals closing on homes in that month, which likely represented buyers shopping in January. This was before the stock market recovered and before lower interest rates were realized. New home sales, on the other hand, were higher. This is because it measured people actually shopping for homes in March. Big swing on those two. Knowing this, we can expect new home sales to continue to show strength, but we can also infer that existing home sales should pick up because the report released tomorrow will be for April and will represent buyers out there shopping in February or March. Look for a bounce back in this number. The rest of the week looks, I told you, maybe Fed minutes. We talked about that. Jobless claims on Thursday, new home sales on Thursday. We like to watch durable goods because those are the big items that are selling. The market's going to close early on Friday, and it'll also be closed all day on Monday. So for the Memorial Day holiday. Again, remember, just a pet peeve of mine. Memorial Day, we are honoring those who have given their lives in service of our country. So it is not a day that you would say happy Memorial Day because it's not a happy time. It is a time of remembrance. It's like going to somebody's funeral and saying, I hope you had a great day today, right? I mean, did you have fun? Right? That's not really the appropriate response for that. So I just like to share that with folks so you do remember it. You do know that that's where that day is. That's what the celebration is. Moving right along, let's see what else we've got in the news in the real estate world for us to chat about today. There's a lot going on, a lot of houses. I'm seeing people out there. The properties are moving. They're selling well right now. Getting a lot of activity on the housing market. We hear about properties that are listed. If they're done properly, listed on Monday, sold on before the weekend even. Sometimes they're sold before they even get to an open house. Why would that happen? Well, it's because people are actually pricing them properly. If they're priced properly, marketed properly, they are staged properly. They're getting photographs done professionally. And I see this frequently where the photographs are not being done in a professional manner. I saw one property just recently. It was activated live on the multiple listing service with one picture taken by a non-professional. I don't know whether it was the agent, homeowner, or what. posted in the MLS, and then it gets syndicated. What does that mean? Well, the property is then sent out. Once it gets posted in the MLS, all kinds of services, the big national brands, they share that information across the multiple listing service, across the internet, to all of their consumers, all the people they're working with, or all the people who have expressed interest in properties. If it's not done properly at the time it's listed, at the time it goes active on the MLS, that garbage that's posted is what the garbage is that's being shared across these services. Do you think that's doing the right job for your consumer? I submit to you, it probably is not. That homeowner is entitled to your best effort. That best effort means getting that property set up for success. That means activity. That means access. That means photographs. That means staging. And I'm a big, big believer, if you're trying to get, now if you have to say bargain sale, if you're looking just to sell it quick, priced extremely aggressively, you may not want to put the money into staging. But on the other hand, go the extra mile, put the money into the staging, put the money into the photography. It's not a huge amount of money in the scheme of things. If your agent's not going to do those things, why not just go to one of the online services that does nothing for you? And I am not a fan of the online services. But if you're going to get no service, if you're not going to have somebody do the job the right way, yeah, well, then maybe you're best better off doing it the other way. So now let's go to the other side of the street. What if you're looking to buy a home? You're looking to buy your dream home. Here are a few tips in today's real estate market. Low inventories dominate the conversation in many areas of the country. It can often be frustrating to be a first-time home buyer if you are not prepared. In a Realtor.com article entitled, quote, "How to Find Your Dream Home Without Losing Your Mind," unquote, the author highlights some steps that first-time home buyers can take to help carry their excitement of buying a home throughout the whole process. Number one, get pre-approved. I highly recommend get pre-underwritten for a mortgage before you start your search. One way to show you are serious about buying your dream home is to get pre-qualified or pre-approved, pre-underwritten for a mortgage before starting your search. Even if you're in a market that is not as competitive, understanding your budget will give you the confidence of knowing whether or not your dream home is within your reach. This step will also help you narrow your search based on your budget and won't leave you disappointed if the home you tour and love ends up being outside your budget. Number two, know the difference between your must-haves and would-like-to-haves. Do you really need that farmhouse sink in the kitchen to be happy with your new home choice? Would a two-car garage be a convenience or a necessity? Could the man cave of your dreams be a future renovation project instead of a make or break right now? Before you start your search, list all the features of a home you'd like and then qualify them as must-haves, should-haves, or a wish list. This will keep you focused on what's most important. Number three, research and choose a neighborhood you want to live in. Every neighborhood has its own charm. Before you commit to a home based solely on the house itself, the article suggests test driving the area. Make sure that the area meets your needs for amenities, commute, school district, etc., and then spend a weekend exploring before you commit. Pick a house style you love and stick to it. Evaluate your family's needs and settle on a style of home that would best serve those needs. Just because you've narrowed your search to a zip code does not mean that you need to tour every listing in that zip code. An example from the article says, if you have several younger kids and don't want your bedroom on a different level, steer clear of Cape Cod style homes, which typically feature two or more bedrooms on the upper level and the master on the main. Document your home visits. Once you start touring homes, the features of each individual will start to blur together. The article suggests keeping your camera handy to document what you love and don't love about each property you visit. Making notes on the listing sheet as you tour the property will also help you remember what photos mean and what you were feeling while touring the home. Now, here's a good one for you. I use a program called GoodNotes. If you have an iPad and an Apple Pencil, you can actually take a document right from your real estate professional, bring it into GoodNotes, and write right on it what you're thinking, what you're feeling. Take pictures, pull the pictures right in there, and you're able to see the whole thing. Bottom line, in a high-paced, competitive environment, any advantage you can give yourself will help on your path to buying your dream home. Remember the app that I share with you. It's free from Ron Siegel Radio. All you have to do is text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Find your dream home in there before someone else does. NEST, N-E-S-T, 79564. Find that dream home. Again, before anyone else does, you are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. When we come back, what's really happening with home prices? We will chat about it. The 8 most common credit mistakes, how mortgage insurance premiums work. All that and more. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter, @Ron Siegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you. But the replay is available, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube, Ron Siegel, the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Homeowners that are 62 and older are about to find out a great way to live a better retirement. It's called a reverse mortgage, and SLT can help you learn more. Call the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990 right now to receive your free booklet with no obligation. It answers questions like how a reverse mortgage works, how much you qualify for, the ways to receive your money, and more. When you call the experts at Siegel Lending Team today, you'll learn the benefits of a government-insured reverse mortgage, how it will eliminate your monthly mortgage payments, and give you tax-free cash from the equity in your home. Here's the best part. You still own your home. Now is the best time to take control of your retirement. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 to get your free brochure. Call today or visit our website at SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or simply call 800-306-1990.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by the area-trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does NEST. They are the ones that I like for that. What is really happening with home prices? That is our subject today. Home values have softened over the last 12 months. We're no longer seeing 6 to 7% annual appreciation levels for the national housing market. The current numbers are closer to 4% appreciation. That means they're still going up, just not as fast. Some have suggested year-over-year appreciation levels could fall to 3%. Or less this year. However, a stronger than expected economy and a good spring housing market have changed some opinions. Many analysts are now predicting that home value appreciation may begin to increase as we move forward. Some examples, Mark Fleming, chief economist of First American, I quote, data on the movement of unadjusted house prices during the early spring home buying season won't be available for a few more months. But it's quite likely that price appreciation will accelerate again, unquote. CoreLogic's April Home Price Insights, I quote them, home prices nationwide, including distressed sales, increased year over year by 3.7% in March 2019 compared with March 2018. The CoreLogic HPI forecast indicates that home prices will increase by 4.8% on a year-over-year basis from March 2019 to March 2020. Pulsonomics' quarterly home price expectation survey, the 2018 fourth quarter survey, called for a 3.8% appreciation for the year 2019. 2019 first quarter survey raised the appreciation projection for this year to 4.3%. The bottom line, price appreciation has slowed over the past year. However, a strong economy and good housing market have many experts thinking that home prices, home values, might reaccelerate moderately throughout the rest of the year. That is the real-time real estate segment brought to you by the area-trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Find that dream home before someone else does. How mortgage interest premiums work. That is the subject today. Let's chat about that one a little bit. Mortgage insurance premiums pay for insurance to protect mortgage lenders against the risk that borrowers won't pay them back. MIPs add to borrower costs, but they allow you to buy a house with a lower down payment than the usual 20%. There are different kinds of mortgage insurance premiums, which differ in amount, timing, and other rules. So what are mortgage insurance premiums? There are different names for different kinds of mortgage insurance. There are also different payment methods for each. If your loan is backed by the Federal Housing Administration, you'll likely encounter mortgage insurance premiums. The Department of Agriculture has another government loan initiative with a mortgage insurance required, similar to that of the FHA. Borrowers who use loan programs from the U.S. Veterans Administration to buy homes will pay a funding fee. This amounts to much the same thing as mortgage insurance. Finally, mortgage insurance for conventional loans called private mortgage insurance or PMI. Conventional lenders require this for some loans. Who has to pay mortgage insurance premiums? Many borrowers don't pay for mortgage insurance. If a loan is a conventional loan, as most are, then only borrowers with less than 20% of the purchase price of the home generally have to have mortgage insurance. Every FHA borrower pays mortgage insurance premiums. However, there are two kinds, an upfront premium and an annual premium. All FHA loans include a one-time upfront mortgage insurance premium. This is paid either at or soon after closing. In addition to this upfront mortgage insurance premium, FHA borrowers who put down less than 20% also have to pay annual premiums. These annual premiums are divided into 12 equal amounts. They are part of the loan's monthly payment, along with interest and principal, and usually along with taxes and insurance. Now, remember what I said about that upfront mortgage insurance premium? Some folks say, well, I didn't have to pay that. Well, it could be that it was just added to your loan balance, but as a part of the FHA loan, everyone pays both of those components. So maybe it's built into your loan and you didn't see it, don't remember it, but you are paying it or you did pay it. How much do you have to pay? The FHA uses a formula to set the cost of the mortgage insurance premiums. This formula is based on, among other things, the amount of the loan, the amount of the down payment, and the number of years the mortgage lasts. The easiest way to estimate your monthly mortgage insurance premium is to use an online calculator. The FHA's online What's My Payment Calculator. You'll need to input the following information: purchase price, size of down payment, interest rate, loan term, and the state in which the home is located. The calculator spits out an estimate for your total payment on that information. As part of that, it gives you the dollar cost of your FHA mortgage insurance premium. For instance, a loan on a $250,000 California home with 3.5% down payment, 4.25% interest rate, and a 30-year term. The calculator estimates you'll make a total payment of approximately $1,615 each month. Of that, approximately $170 is the monthly mortgage insurance premium. The upfront mortgage insurance premium uses a simpler formula of 1.75% of the loan amount, or $1,750 on each $100,000 of the base loan amount. The FHA calculator also gives you this figure. On the previous example, the upfront mortgage insurance premium is approximately $4,200. You can either roll the cost of the upfront mortgage insurance premium into the loan and add it to the base loan amount, or you can pay it upfront. Regardless, as I mentioned, all FHA loans require an FHA upfront mortgage insurance premium. The What's My Payment Calculator gives a close estimate of the total approximate payment on an FHA loan. But again, give us a call at 800-306-1990. We'll give you more specifics. We might even find that there's a better product out there for you. That's what our team does when you call in. They act as your home, your shopper, your personal shopper. How long do you have to pay? Not every FHA borrower has to pay the monthly mortgage insurance premium for the life of the loan. That's probably some outdated information there. I'd have to look that up for you, but yeah, you are paying FHA mortgage insurance for the life of the loan. Now, remember, that doesn't mean you can't refinance the loan in a short period of time. The only way to end the mortgage insurance is to pay the FHA loan off in full. The most common way to do it is by refinancing with a conventional mortgage if the amount of the conventional refinance loan is more than 80% of the home's value. However, you may still have to pay for private mortgage insurance. Premiums for private mortgage insurance may be higher than the monthly mortgage insurance premium for an FHA loan. However, you may be able to avoid that PMI depending upon the lender. Sometimes you can increase the interest rate a little bit and get that included in your monthly interest. That means someone else is paying it for you. It's not that it goes away. It's just that someone else is making that payment for you. You can have a single premium mortgage insurance, or private mortgage insurance as well, so you don't have it part of your monthly burden. You can also use that tool in some instances that'll help you to get rid of that, or to help your debt-to-income ratio. Again, if you can help your debt-to-income ratio, that might help you qualify for the loan. Again, that's just some of the tools that you use to try and work these things out to get a better advantage of solving the problem. The idea here is get into the game, get that loan going. That's the whole concept, is get in the game, get started on your loan. When you get started on it, that's when you're able to make that move and get that extra appreciation, get that forced savings every month. Big time benefits for you and your family. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, we're going to talk about 8 most common credit mistakes. Got those for you. We might even get into what is a SEP IRA. I don't know if we'll have time for that. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio. On Twitter, at Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
In the middle of our street.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Most businesses struggle to get the online reviews they need to get a competitive edge over their competition. Rex is a brand new technology that uses text messages to direct happy clients to your online review sites, Zillow, Google, Facebook, and Yelp, and unhappy clients to a private survey so businesses can win more customers. Try Rex today by going to www.meetrex.com.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap@ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Homeowners that are 62 and older are about to find out a great way to live a better retirement. It's called a reverse mortgage, and SLT can help you learn more. Call the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990 right now to receive your free booklet with no obligation. It answers questions like how a reverse mortgage works, how much you qualify for, the ways to receive your money, and more. When you call the experts at Siegel Lending Team today, you'll learn the benefits of a government-insured reverse mortgage, how it will eliminate your monthly mortgage payments, and give you tax-free cash from the equity in your home. Here's the best part. You still own your home. Now is the best time to take control of your retirement. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 to get your free brochure. Call today or visit our website at SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or simply call 800-306-1990.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Your Credit Matters segment today being brought to you by Blue Water Credit. When you're ready for that next credit report correction, you're finding that there are some errors on your report. There, everyone has errors on their report. Blue Water has these solutions for you. They take care of the problem for you. Errors, they know the laws. It's not a matter of just sending one of those dumb letters that says, oh, this isn't mine. Yeah, well, that doesn't work. The agencies all understand that. It's a lie. Don't do it. Blue Water understands the different rules, the different laws that are affected or affect your credit reports and what the bureaus have to follow. And when they have to follow the rules, they have to follow the laws, guess what? Your report gets corrected and the errors go away. So here's the question. Are you making mistakes when it comes to your credit score? A lot of consumers may think they have a good idea of how to manage their credit, but keep making the same errors over and over. I've told you about making those two payments every single month. If you're not doing that, that's just one way that you're blowing it. You're not getting the best benefit for your credit score. If you're not making those two payments every single month on every credit card, you've got to make two payments. And I'll tell you strategically how and when and how much to make. Again, the most common credit mistakes. Number one, worrying too much about having your credit pulled. So many consumers stress about having their credit score pulled when shopping for a mortgage, an auto loan, student loan, other big ticket purchases. Of course, they're worried about their credit score dropping from credit pulls, but their concern may be a little misguided and overblown. In fact, FICO understands that consumers will do their due diligence when making these significant purchases, so they allow consumers to group credit pulls within a certain timeline so they only count as one. Therefore, the impact on their credit score is minimal, and it's well worth it to have your credit pulled strategically. Number two, but not worrying about enough about having it pulled at other times. Don't get so excited by the information above or that I just spoke about that you run out and start applying for every credit line and account available, because there's an important caveat when you apply for credit cards, retail accounts, payday loans, and other second-rate credit lines. FICO won't count those grouped credit pulls as one, so your score could be negatively affected. So here's the rule there is 10% of your credit score. Now, your credit score on a legitimate FICO score ranges from 350, sometimes 300 to 850. That's like a 500-point spread for round numbers, 500-point spread. 10% of it is going to get accounted for in credit pulls. The inquiries is what we call those. When you're dealing with those inquiries, if you've got a bunch of them, if you go to one credit card company today or another credit card company tomorrow, then go to Best Buy, then go to Lowe's, then go to TJ Maxx, if they have a credit card, I don't even know, then go to Macy's. Well, the ones going off all those different credit card companies, those are separate and individual. You get a bunch of those, you could lose that 50 points. But if you're going to buy a car and you go to four different Toyota dealers, or a Toyota, a Honda, a Mazda, whatever, those are all considered the same, right? So don't worry about those. Number three on the list, maxing out credit cards. Your credit balance compared to the available credit of the amount owed comprised 30% of your FICO score. Now, remember, we're talking about FICO scores, not fake-o scores. The FICO score is the legitimate score. That's coming from Fair Isaac Corporation. That's what is used legitimately by lenders for mortgages and auto loans. But if you're using a FICO score, that's like a Credit Karma, Credit Sesame. Those are credit scores, but they're not FICO, they're FICO. That's what why I refer to them that way. So they're looking at different things. They try to get close to being the same, but they don't even use the same scoring range. So again, your credit balance compared to the available credit comprised 30% of the FICO score. So it's crucial that you do not max out your credit cards or else your score will fail accordingly or fall accordingly. In fact, it's recommended that you keep your balances below 30% of the total, ideally below 10% if you can do it. Consumers with top-notch scores above 800 generally, again, are under that 10% threshold. Playing the balance transfer game can be another one of those credit mistakes. We all have that one friend who thinks they can outthink the credit card companies by playing the balance transfer game, opening new accounts all the time to take advantage of 0% and introductory offers, only to transfer the balance to the next card soon. While there's nothing wrong with taking advantage of a great offer, shuffling credit cards frequently is like trying to win at blackjack. The house or the credit card company always wins. Sooner than later, they usually miss a payment deadline, run into a card that treats a balance transfer like a cash advance, or cannot keep up with the mountain of fine print. Likewise, all of this opening and closing accounts will definitely drive your score down. Not checking your credit periodically. When was the last time you checked your credit score? Great idea to pull your credit. I use myfico.com. Myfico.com. They do charge some money for it, but I get updates all the time to keep track of that. Number six, paying a late fee. 35% of your FICO score is computed by your payment history, so it's essential that you always pay your credit cards, loans, and other payments on time. For that reason, it's worth it to double check to make sure your payments have arrived and registered with your creditors, and paying ahead of the due date is a great way to play it safe. Again, I pay online. I set a quick reminder that I always have a payment going out right before the payment due date, but my major part of my payment is where the two payments come in right before the statement closing date. I send it so it arrives before the statement closing date. So if I have a credit card and I've done a lot of business things or personal things, just say $1,000 limit on the card, and we've spent $957 on it, I'll probably send in $950 right before the statement closing date so it gets there and posts. That way, when the statement closes, there might be that $7 remaining or a few other things that trickle in that are pending, but then I don't have to worry. I've got the majority of that balance paid down before it posts. Now, what posts to my credit report? Well, just that odd amount that's under that 10%, right? So I keep it under that 10%, so it helps my credit score. Then I have that regular minimum payment that goes in right before the payment due date because I don't ever want to be late. Right, and I always left a little bit on there and whatever the pending was. So I send that little bit amount in there. So if you send $50 or $100 every time, but you're still using the card, you may get to a zero balance. You may not, but you've always paid off your account in full. Number seven, do not close those older accounts. We call them seasoned accounts. It's not enough to pay on time. Keep your balances low and be mindful of what new accounts you open. You should also be very careful. Do not close old accounts. In fact, 15% of your FICO score is based on the length of your credit accounts. Number eight, not actively working to improve your credit. Like I said, just that one I told you just before, making those two payments takes a little bit of time. Also, make sure you're always watching your report. That's why I like myfico.com to find out what there might be on there that could be affecting your score, what errors could have arose while we were watching something else. Again, myfico.com gives you a notice every single time you make a payment, every time something happens on your report. And as I ask always, set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thank you to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to John, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money so you can help a lot of people and have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.